Yeah.
Right?
And it explores like a lot about her, like, and her sexuality and like her experience with motherhood and her relationship with her own mom, and like her experience as like a fat woman, which I think is like really powerful.
Do they actually do that well though?
And for the most part, they actually do it really well.
Okay.
They do it like, I think they handle her character like really beautifully. And then it also attempts to interrogate like transracial adoption, and like I don't think it's always most of the time successful with it, but it's like interesting. There is a lot of tension between this white mother and her adopted black child, and like as he's growing up, like him kind of like realizing his identity as a black man, like that dynamic is really interesting, and I think they tried to explore that not always successfully, but it like is interesting that it's there.
Oh, do I gotta watch this show?
I think you gotta watch. No, wait, maybe you don't. I don't know. Okay, well, we gotta go. This has been Hunters International. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Reform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Thursday, probably for our last show of the semester.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk.
Give the exam.
Potentially one or two more Thursdays. I'm just going to end with a quick song that'll probably be faded out pretty fast. But have a great week. Be safe.
We missed you.
Thanks for listening.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. if you want to touch base. I often don't get the requests the same week you ask for them. I just don't. Hey, truth in advertising. Anyway, I'll be playing a few Christmas songs here and there to kind of salt the dish, if you will. Because I'm not going to have a formal Christmas show per se. I'm just going to play Christmas music, work Christmas songs in for the next three or four broadcasts. Anyway, shouts to Tony and Julie for their contribution. There is still the fundraising drive. You can still contribute to keep WMFO on the air at www.wmfo.org. So do it. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Second time.
13 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that it's that special time of year. And WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, hammered, hosed, if you're toasted, or even a bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners to come back for the new year. Anyway, okay. One of the CD players is down, the one with the repeat function, so there you go. Anyway, that's why you have to donate to WMFO. Donate to WMFO. Go to www.wmfo.org and donate so that Alex doesn't have to kind of be awkward and reset the CD player for the talk break beds. So there you go. Well, all you got to do is go to www.wmfo.org and click on donate. Some give all, but some give, you know, a lot give some. So give some. Anyway, let me explain it with this first set of the evening. The new talk break bed, which I debuted last week when I had my little one-off special trip to Fan Alley, is Jürgen Ingman and his guitar, an Apache. You'll find it on the compilation Rock Instrumental Classics Volume 2, the 60s. Came out on Rhino about 20 years ago. Actually closer to 25 years ago. Now, it was originally released on Atco in 1961. I'm sure it's been comped a bunch of times. I just heard the Mysterians and Is It a Lie? Not question mark on the Mysterians, but just the Mysterians. After compilation, Digging for Gold, Volume 7, was originally released on the Jocks label, 1965. Before that, the Beatles, by request for Robbie White, down in Silver Spring, Maryland. And You Can't Do That, 1964 on Capitol. Thought I cleaned it a hell of a lot better than I did, but apparently not. We kicked off the show with the Carolyn Hester Coalition. Carolyn Hester, better known as a folk singer from the Village, who has had some notoriety being that whole crowd with Dylan back in the early 60s. But she put out an album of funk and rock in 68 that was self-titled. The name of that track was called Be a Baby. Came out in 1968 on Metro Media. Actually, I was searching high and low for that album. Not that it's super duper great, but there's a few good tunes on it. I couldn't find it, and then I found it. Found it like a week ago. So, hey, I'll play it. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Walk Sign Is On. Well, meanwhile, we got a whole lot of Desperate Hours left. Stick around.
I'm so wild, wild about you, baby. yes, I go on. When you kiss me.
When you kiss me.
And I go on. When you hug me.
When you hug me.
Because I love you so I cry. But if you ever go, I die. Cause I'm so.
Investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it out, guitar man. He's a guitar man. He's all you can stand. Give him a hand, guitar man. Just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I try, I cry, I just can't see why. Girls play up, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:32 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, spraying away the second set of the evening. Still trying to get... one turntable sounds a little off, but it's better than last week when there was no stylus. Yeah, there we go. All right, now I can hear myself speak. Just heard the Mystic Tide, a track originally released in their own Solid Sound label, 1967. I actually thought that would have made a great segue from the JT bumper, but of course I forgot, I was tending to other things, I forgot to set the track. Anyway, Solid Sound, Solid Ground's name of the best stuff thingy, Mystic Tide, Frustration from 1967. Before that, Ray Stevens did Guitars In. And before that, Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band did Scorpio. Came out in 1971 on Sussex. That's going out to Dick Cannon. I didn't forget your birthday. Well, that was a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, kicked off the set with Dee Dee Sharp from 1963 on the Cameo label and Wild. If you want to get a hold of me between shows, if you're having your heads, I can do you some good. Well, that's questionable. All you gotta do is email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Make that bumper. All I gotta do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. And then mention your name, your claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and mail it to the email address that I gave you, just gave you. Or if you're on Facebook and admit it, you are, just go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, let's get back in. I do have something queued up, do I? Yeah, I do. A little bit of... and I've said this a bunch of times, what Jimmy Page was to Shel Talmy, Joe Meek, Richie Blackmore was to Joe Meek. So I got some Richie Blackmore, early Richie Blackmore, not Deep Purple or Rainbow, coming up in less than a minute. These are the Desperate Hours.
to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you, dear, until day I die. Now and then, as a fool such as I.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
Thank you. to the world outside. Hey, it's just a piece of jewelry. She took my ring and said she loved me. She loved me with all of her heart. Next week she threw it in my face. She said that we were bound apart. I remember my desire. War to the world I'd fight. Hey, it's just a piece of jewelry.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Floyd, 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 you're the man. I know I
Oh, yeah, it's 6:49 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Supremes from 1971, sans Diana Ross and Floyd Joy. For that, the Ardells, they were from Canada. The track originally released on the CanCut label in 1966. And Piece of Jewelry, I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 2, the CD version. Well, that was a Rap Finka Boo Boo theme. And I was wondering, why on earth have I not played this? I had the CD laying around my house for years. But I didn't. I didn't play it. Well, not since I had coffee and smokes. Chuck Berry before that and Brenda Lee from 1964 on Chess. And Davy Kay kicked it off with Ritchie Blackmore on guitar and covering Elvis and A Fool Such As I. A Fool Such As I. And off the compilation, Ritchie Blackmore Take It Sessions. Came out in 1994 on RPM. The original was released on Decca in the UK in 1964. Don't forget to donate to WMFO's programming. And if your favorite show happens to be the Desperate Hours, then tell them you're giving it in the name of the Desperate Hours. Hats off to Tony and Julie, who I shouted out earlier, for donating 2 weeks ago. All I gotta do is go over to the WMFO Facebook, homepage. That's www.wmfo.org and hit donate. Some give all give some. It'd be a really neat thing to do this Christmas season, or this holiday season, let me correct that. But anyway, I said I was gonna play some Christmas songs, and I actually, get to my first one coming up in this set. Which will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.